Blog Talk Radio.
All is fair in love. The crazy game, two people about to stay in love is one, they say, but all has changed with time.
Radio. This is yours truly, the King of Kings, coming to you once again. Hey, guess what? You're in for an interesting lecture. The dialogue will be awesome. Right here on KD3 Triple T, you know, we're going to be talking about something that is, I would say it was an interesting subject. Something that the Father revealed to me years ago in one of my books, and you probably will see me. As we also are filming live for YouTube and for very different stations, Ustream and all that, we're going to be discussing right here visually and vocally about a subject that we learned as little children. Mr. Fox, what time is it? 6 o'clock. It's interesting how we went to school and educated ourselves, but yet we're still understanding alphabets. It's amazing. When we were little princes and princesses, we were taught stories like Mr. Fox, what time is it? How did we respond? We didn't. just a game. We went from royalty to slaves by the way we think, you know? Okay, listen, to the King of Kings and his special guest, author Apostle Daniel Mitchell, coming from Luke, the 13th chapter. One of the four Gospels, St. Luke, 13th chapter. Very interesting book. I think a lot of times very misunderstood, but we're going to see if we can open it up a little bit with the help of the Holy Spirit, our Father, who give us guidance. And we definitely ask for his wisdom, his guidance, and his knowledge on tonight. And get ready for this awesome guest. We're going to go straight and welcome my guest on the show, Apostle Daniel Mitchell. I like to say Queen Daniel Mitchell. Welcome to KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio. How are you on this evening?
God bless you. I'm doing very good. Thanks for asking. Just blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Oh, that's always good to hear. That's always good to hear. I like to say great queens. You know, great queen, did you have a chance to just look over this scripture? You know, this was something that, this is one of my books, by the way. Don't be outfoxed by the devil. Learn your ABCs. And I'm excited about having you on here, spreading the good news, letting the people know at the end of the show where you're from and how they can get in touch with you. But most of all, I'm glad that we can break the word of our Father and try to bring some soul to repentance where they can receive the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Wouldn't that be an awesome thing?
Yes, amen. It sure would be. Amen.
Now, great queen, look at this Luke, the 17th chapter, in verse 32. I'll read it real quick. And he said unto them.
The 17th?
Can you hear me there?
You said the 17th chapter?
No, Luke.
Or the 13th?
Excuse me, Luke, the 13th chapter.
Yes, okay.
Luke, the 13th chapter, and verse 32.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'll read it again. And he said unto them, go and tell that fox. I just want to pause there right now. This is what the Holy Spirit gave me concerning it. Well, let me read it. I just hear the Holy Spirit say, read it. Behold, I cast out demons, and I do cures today and tomorrow and the third day. I shall have finished. And when this came to me probably about 5 years ago, I was just like, Father, well, I don't understand. What are you trying to say to me to tell the people? Well, you know, it's a code, great queen. It's a code. If you look at that word fox, fox
yes.
is everywhere. You know, when we came up as children, did you have that awesome privilege of playing Mr. Fox? Mr. Fox, what time is it?
No, actually, I have not heard. No, we did not play that whatsoever. That's interesting. No. We did not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome to hear. Well, because, you know, a lot of times, and then we had, like, Goldilocks and the Seven Dwarfs, the Three
yes,
Little Pigs.
Yes, I remember those.
You know, Little Red Riding Hood and all these kind of
yes.
things. And London Bridge is falling down. These are appearing to be fairy tales. And then if you guys get a chance, look up the word fairy and then tale. Look up the word fairy tale, and you will be amazed. But, great queen, this is what the Lord has given me from this. If you – now, I need you to help me now. What's the first character?
Okay.
What's the first letter? What's the first letter in Fox?
F.
Okay, now watch this. Now, watch this here. Now, the children love this, even more per se than the adults. The little princess and the princess, they love this. Sometimes when we become of maturity, we, we tend to think we're grown enough to walk and do the things ourselves that we should do ourselves. And we try to do it by ourselves. And we need the help of the Holy Spirit. So now it's F. Now I had to cheat. I had to treat great queen. Now, hold your hands up. And then just say A, B, C, D. And what numeral value, what number is F in our alphabets?
I'm sorry.
What number is the letter F in our alphabets?
What member?
Yes, if you say A, B, C, D, E, F, what number would that be?
Six.
I guess am I losing you? Okay. If you was to say F, F is a letter, but it's a number too. So if you were to say your ABC, there you go, six. Now, Jesus said, go tell that fox. Now, it happened to be a six. Now,
yes.
When you start using, if you start using numerology, there is no number
mm-hmm.
higher than nine. After nine, everything
right.
duplicates. So then mm-hmm. you have the zero. Now, I'm going to help you. I had the children counting, and they were laughing. What number is the zero? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. What is that? 15.
Okay.
So now you have to add. Now you have to add 15. 1 plus 5 is how much?
6.
6. So how many 6s do you have so far? The F is a 6. The O is a 6.
Yes.
And guess what the
yes.
X is? A 6.
Six.
The 24th
wow.
letter of the alphabet.
666.
So,
mm-hmm.
ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
Now, in the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter, he said, here is wisdom. Let him count. He didn't say read it. Count the number of the beast was the number of a man. 600. Three scores and six. A score is 20. So if it's three, if it's three scores, that 3 times 20 is a 6, which is 60. And it is amazing. Even in numerology, when you talk about sex, it talks about the number 6. But the thing, the amazing thing about this, we have this right here is the mark of the beast. So what was Jesus really trying to tell us all along about what is actually going on now? When we look at that word, 666, you have 600 represents warfare. Anytime you look at your Bible and you turn to your Bible, 600 is going to deal with war. And then if you go to 60, it's going to be dealing with pride. And then 6 is weakness and depravity of man. You know, Great Queen, I was just amazed when I wrote this book, and it's doing very well in the Caribbean, and it is in bookstores. In Michigan and here in Georgia. So, Queen,
mm-hmm.
I was excited about that because, you know, Jesus was telling us all along something was taking place, but we didn't get it. What do you think about that?
I think that's extraordinary. I've never heard anybody break it down until tonight about the fox being 666. That's really quite interesting. And
isn't it?
Never heard anyone say that. Never.
And you know, Great Queen, this is the thing like this. The kingdom is in, so we have to represent the kingdom. And it's like, we can't make this up because the F is the 6th alphabet.
Yes.
The 0 is the 15th alphabet, and the X is the 24th alphabet. After 9, you have to add because there is no number higher than 9. And when you, it's amazing that this is happening to just calculate to be 666. So what kind of war are we fighting? We hear Paul talk about, Paul said he was an apostle of the Gentiles. And I was like, wow. But Paul never went to Africa. And I was just like, wow. So when we ask, and the children, because their mind is so innocent and pure, have not been contaminated and tainted with the pressures of this world system. They pick it up because we make it like a story. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, I, S, T, U, V, W, and X, Y, Z. I made it. I didn't mess it up. And then, you know, we should be like, no, I know my ABC. Tell me what you think of me. And then we clap, and the children be really happy. So
yes.
They pick it up. And when you do this and you say, "Not wow, what was Jesus telling them?" He knew he had to go to war. He knew that people would be prideful. What become before destruction? Pride.
Pride.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And when you read the book of Daniel, what were they doing? They was worshiping an image.
Yes.
And it's amazing how Jesus said in the book of Matthew, he said, I'm going to tell you secrets before the foundation of the earth. And now we understand he was telling us of some of the things that actually are taking place and going to take place. Great Queen, look at this. I'm watching, sometimes I like to watch the news and historical things. And in Missouri, why are our babies being slaughtered and our queens being murdered and left for abandonment and loneliness? That is two things that a queen cannot tolerate, is being alone and abandonment. And Queen, this is something that Jesus was trying to tell us as a people, and now he's finally letting it come out. What do you have to say about that, great Apostle Queen?
Well, the first thing about women being slaughtered and killed, it's the women who produce the children. And if women are being slaughtered and the children are being slaughtered, the women are being slaughtered, you're unable to produce any more babies. The Bible tells us that the thief comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And if we can destroy the women, we have nothing.
Wow.
We're unable to produce. We're unable to produce anything.
Wow. And it's a beautiful miracle. You know, you look at the great queens today. And you know something, I've been calling our queens for over 10 years and our kings, because you know, great queen, if Jesus says, and I know we have no disagreement on this part, that he is the King of Kings.
Yes.
Then where is his kings? Why is it that we as kings refuse to accept the truth about who we are? And this is why I ask a lot of kings. So now a lot of kings, I mean, I say, if you're around me, just you call yourself king and you call yourself queen, because we are great people. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew that he was coming to save his people. And for some facetious reason, it's like we just get away from Jesus coming to save his people. It always seems to turn like into a discussion, or either sometimes people, because of not understanding, it turns into a semi-argument, because people don't want to accept the fact that they're kings and queens. How could you, when you're living in a system, not the world, a system that deprives our queens? And like this great queen was saying, if no more babies can be produced, and that's just something, as you minister that word, every time a prophet was coming in the scene, Moses, Jesus, Adam, what did the devil do? He killed the babies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 2 years old, and look what's happening today. The children are being killed and slaughtered. The women have to, there's no way that our queens can raise a family by herself.
Right.
So, you know, great queen, I mean, it's something. I'm so glad that the Father gave us this opportunity to be able to speak. And people are listening all over the world at this show, and they go back and listen to it. And I'm just so glad to have you on. You know, I'm elated to have the real true believers, those who know that we are kings and queens. We are the true tribe of Ish-Rah. We say Israel, we just bastardize it, but it's Ish. Ish is called Ishi in the book of Hosea, which was another name for Jesus. Ra was called the sun god, and El was called God. El Elohim, El Shaddai, you know, and just all. So we just go through this. But these things come to help us and get us ready and prepared for the test and the journey that we have to go through. And so many of us are going through so many different things, and we don't really know how to get out, because words are powerful, even down to your name. Your name is a number. And if you don't understand that your name is a number, why do they give you a number? Don't you have a driver's license to have a number?
Yeah.
Don't you have a Social Security card to have a number? When you go to prison, you get a number. I mean, everything is valued on numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that Jesus, he took 12 apostles. He took 12. And Apostle, Jesus gave us something very beautiful. How many hours is in a day, Apostle?
24 hours a day.
Now, watch this. Now, let's take the Bible, and let's go to St. John, the 11th chapter. And we definitely might have to have a part two of this because, you know, time has gotten by so fast. 10 minutes left in the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at St. John, 11th chapter, look at that verse 9. Look at that verse 9. And see what that 9th verse in that 11th chapter of St. John. Read that for me, please, Queen.
It says, then Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world.
Wow. So he said, if I always use his clip, say, if you stay humble, you won't stumble.
Yes.
But how many hours in a day?
It says 12.
How many apostles did he have?
12.
How many disciples did he have?
12.
How many numbers on the ruler? 12. How many astrological signs? 12. How many tribes? 12.
12.
How many gates in the book of Nehemiah and Ezra? How many gates? 12. I mean, this is not a coincidence. Jesus was so wise, Queen. He was so wise, he was confounding them at 12 years old. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And so when he did anything, he just didn't talk it, but it left such an impression from what we call today numerology and alphabets. You know, those are signs for us. Those are signs to us. Those are things to keep us in order and keep us in check. You know, and I just love them. I love them. You know, the only thing I like the master things, and I'm going to write a book too, Queen, The Real Birth of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm author of 11 books, and definitely you have to get this. As you see me right here being filmed, you'll see this shirt that I have on, Sex in the Body of Christ. Four of my queens wrote this in the book. It has the personalities, sexology. It goes into sex, sexual, sexology, sex chromosomes. And you know, let me tell you something. I get more responses from the queens because, you know, the queen really want to know why things are actually happening in her life, purpose, why. And so when you hear from the queen and the kings, and they're actually breaking it down, talking about introverts and extroverts and all these different things, I won't say too much because I want you guys to get the book. It's awesome, Queen. I mean, I'm talking about, see how Jesus just sets us up for a blessing? It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I often I love to get the kings and the queens on and let them just let the Lord use them. And that's why I say, you know, and people say, wow. And a lot of times, I was just talking to a great king and queen, their pastors, I think in Wisconsin, sending out some love to you out there, peace and love. And they was like, well, you know, economically, we're doing this. And, you know, I said, but the Lord is blessed when you come on the show free of charge. Just tell the world about him. Tell the world what he's done in your life. And when we start saying and doing things, he wants us to pay attention to the things we say and do, because this is how the devil get foothold. Because in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verse 12, he says Satan was cast down to the earth to do what? Weaken the nations. Is that right?
Yes.
And in Matthew 28:19, Jesus told the disciples, he said, go therefore and teach all nations. So
yes,
if the devil, Lucifer, is going to weaken the nations, and those 12 men was chosen to teach the nations, I mean, Queen, this is amazing. To be called an apostle in the 21st century, you're talking about, man, you don't sleep. Everything is coming up against you 24/7. He's giving you word after word after word after word after word after word that we must fulfill. And I mean, this is amazing. Paul and Peter, Peter and Paul here problems. Why? Because Paul never went to Africa. Jesus gave Peter a key. Pops, I'm so glad to have you on. When you start talking about the word, I can just be, let's go. Come on and say something to me. Mm-hmm. I just have you on.
Well, I just want to add just the thing about the fox. And when Jesus says, go ye and tell that fox, when you study the Greek, it actually means that cunning person, a crafty person.
Yes.
And so I found that interesting when I looked that up in the Greek. It's called elopax. So when he said, go tell that fox, he said, go tell that cunning person, go tell that crafty person.
Wow.
Behold, I am the one that's casting out devils. And I am the one who's doing these cures today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I shall be perfected. Meaning nothing's going to hurt me or harm me until it's my time. So it's my time.
Wow.
For me to what? To go to glory. Other than that, Jesus wasn't worried about anything that they said or did because it was not yet his time.
That's awesome. And you know, before we live in America, and America is not what people think. When I was in Africa, it was a culture shock, Queen. It was I never knew this great nation that we live in until I went outside of it. Do you know America is known for strictly fighting, protecting the world? And I was like, Father, what are you trying to say? Jesus knew himself. He knew time. He says, if now, Apostle, this is another thing. He said, how many hours in a day? 12. Okay, so in a day is 12 hours. He says a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day, right?
Right.
So you haven't even lived 12 hours yet, which means 1,000 years.
Wow.
Because it's a day. So half of 12 is what? What's half of 12?
Six.
And so that's 500 years. I'm not 500. You're not 500, right?
Right.
So what's half of six? Right. Three. Which is 250 years. So when the scriptures tell us we just have to suffer a little while, you know, I mean, I'm talking about really, 45 minutes is about 62 years.
Wow.
And I'm not 62. So we just been like in this for a little while. And that was very interesting. Like, see, Jesus, he said, I dwell among them 40 infallible years. 40 represents probation. Moses had three perfect years of probation because he lived 120 years, which is 12. It's back to the 12 hours in there. But probation, he said, that he told them to go and wait. That means tarry, 40, probation. And he journeyed the Sabbath day journey, which is 7. So 7 is 47, and he's supposed to stay in the scripture 3 days in the grave, which is 50, Pentecost. And so he knew. Queen, give him your information. We have about 1 minute. Give him your information. Definitely, we're going to have to talk how to get in touch with you, who you are, where you are. And definitely, they're going to light this up. I can feel it.
Amen. Well, as you said, I'm Apostle Daniel Mitchell. I'm the founder of Inez Anointing Global Ministries. You can contact me at InezAnointingGlobalMinistries.com. That's I-N-H-I-S, AnointingGlobalMinistries.com. We are an apostolic ministry. We do a lot of training, a lot of equipping for the saints, the body of believers. I have written 3 books. My second book is called The Jezebel, Ahab, and Eunuch Spell. My third book, which just came out here recently, The Anger Within Your Soul, Let It Go. You can buy both of those at Amazon.com and also BarnesandNoble.com. I'll say that again. The Jezebel, Ahab, and Eunuch Spell, which I go on and I give all the different characteristics of all these different spirits that are running around in the body of Christ.
10 seconds.
Okay, that are running around in the body of Christ. Again, the other book is The Anger Within Your Soul, Let It Go. Get it at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Love you out there, Queen. We out of here. Until tomorrow, we say peace and love. Shalom.